Mrs. Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. As we shall see today, one of the most famous cowgirls of the Old West was neither a cowgirl nor had she been west of the Mississippi.
Over the past 30 years, Montana has consistently ranked in the nation's top five states for suicides. This is not a statistic to be proud of. Many factors contribute to this, like social isolation, increased access to firearms, and alcohol use as a coping mechanism. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services is making it easier for anyone to get help through the new crisis call or text line 988. Let's give Montana a better statistic to be known by. If you or someone you know needs help, dial 988.
So where do you buy your insurance? Is it from someone who knows your kids' names? What about sponsoring your kids' activities? If you've got home, auto, or crop coverage with Farmers Union Insurance, I'll bet they do. Farmers Union Insurance is proud to sponsor the Montana High School Association. High school sports are an anchor to our rural communities, and you can bet your Farmers Union Insurance agents are right there in the stands with you. Farmers Union Insurance, member of Summit States Agency Group and your community.
Someone has said when legend becomes bigger than reality, then the legend becomes reality. In the case of one young girl who went to work for Buffalo Bill Cody on April 17, 1885, her name became synonymous with the Old West. However, she had never been out west, and she sure wasn't a cowgirl. She was born Phoebe Ann Moses into a poor family of seven children in Ohio. At the age of eight, with her father's rifle propped on the porch banister, she shot a squirrel through the head. It frightened Phoebe Ann's mother so that she wasn't able to touch the rifle for several months. But soon, she was responsible for keeping meat on her family's table. As a teenager, Phoebe Ann earned money by supplying game to a general store. The store manager shipped the surplus game to a hotel. When the hotel owner discovered it was a young girl providing the meat, he set up a match between Phoebe Ann and a traveling exhibition sharpshooter named Frank Butler. The 15-year-old Phoebe Ann, wearing a sunbonnet and pink gingham dress, outshot Frank Butler. Frank was so impressed with this elegant young woman that he later convinced her to marry him. Frank and partner Billy Graham were the show until one day when Graham was ill. Frank asked his wife to stand in. On that day, Annie Oakley was born. Annie Oakley and her husband performed by themselves until they happened to be playing in New Orleans when Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West show was also performing. The result, as we shall see the next time we're together, changed all their lives. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.